88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm downtown in Baltimore at the Everyman Theater, their beautiful, still relatively new theater that they opened last year. And with me are Eric Berryman and Donald Hicken. Donald Hicken is the director of the current show that is here at the Everyman. It's called Red. Eric Berryman co-stars in the show with Bruce Nelson. Gentlemen, welcome. Good to see you both. Don, let me start with you. The first line of this play is it's about Mark Rothko, the painter, and his amanuensis, the character that that Eric plays. And he says to Eric's character, he says, "What do you see? What do you see in this play, Red?"
That's a good question. I see a lot of energy, a lot of care and thought. It's a bright play, it's an intelligent play, but it's also a sensitive play. It's a very human play. I see two people, one very experienced, very successful, very troubled, one young, trying to define himself, trying to find out how he fits in the world, and how these two men deal with each other, learn from each other, knock heads together, experience one another's lives and their cares and the things that matter to them. I mean, that's what I see. I see a very human experience lived by two men in a small room where a lot of art happens.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Berryman, it's a relatively new piece. I mean, it came out in 2009 or 10, something like it. It's just a few years. This is your first time in the role. When you first read the script, and now that you've been doing the part for a while, what are you seeing about this play?
While doing this show through rehearsal and through performance, it's really amazing how universal this play is. I see a utter universality in the sense of we are talking about painting. It's a play about visual art, a play about, you know, abstract expressionism during that time period. But it really includes all art, all performing art, from dance to music, sculpture. It's really quite universal. And since I had a friend come and see the show, and she said within the first 10 minutes, her mind was blown, and she realized that she needs to get on top of her studies as an actress. You know, one of the first things, you know, Rothko says to the assistant is, you need to know about music, mythology, history, archaeology, you know, everything to be civilized. And if you're not civilized, you cannot be an artist. And these are things I agree with, and these are the things that I try to keep and uphold. So my friend heard that, and she said, I got to go learn about some stuff.
And Donald Hicken, how did you coach Eric and direct Eric and his co-star Bruce Nelson from that perspective as physical artists, as actors who are used to moving in space and time and having a cadence and having a speed and a tempo to lines that they're saying? But the one of the central characters, if you will, in this play is painting itself, and literally some particular paintings. How do you transfer that one, you know, theatrical physical art to that static visual art?
Mm. Well, as Eric implied it, you know, for Rothko, visual art was not a static thing. You know, Rothko saw his paintings as moving, living creatures. I mean, they had personalities. They were entities, and so it was kind of easy from that point of view, to talk about the humanness in the work. And what we tried to do all the way along was keep a good balance between the thought, the idea, the aesthetic, the value of knowing history and mythology and all of that, but keeping this human relationship alive, keeping them available to one another. And fortunately, you know, Bruce and Eric are both actors who are open and giving and willing and risk takers by nature. Both very funny, even though it's not a comedy, but it has a lot of humor in it. The openness was all I really needed to do. You know, I felt like all I had to do was make sure that the soil was moist, mm-hmm. you know, and the seeds would grow.
Mm-hmm. And Eric, you and Bruce are both resident members of the resident company here at Everyman. You trained here in Baltimore at the School for the Arts and went on to Carnegie Mellon. You've worked in Southeast Asia. You've done a bunch of things since leaving there in 2007, I guess. I wonder, you know Bruce. You've worked with him before. Have you worked with him before?
This is our first time working together, probably our first time in one room for longer than 10 minutes. I grew up watching him while I was a student in high school at the Baltimore School for the Arts, and I remember one of the first things I saw, he did a production, a Shakespearean, the Midsummer Night's Dream, and he played Bottom, and I was captivated. And then I would see him in other things at Everyman, and I go, that's the same guy? You know, so he was one of those people that a lot of us in high school looked up to and kind of desired to kind of have that, you know, oh, we want to be chameleons, you know, like that guy, you know. And so I kind of grew up admiring him and watching him. So it was an utter joy to work for him for the first time. But it really felt quite natural. And some people were very surprised to hear that this is the first time we've worked together.
Did that help, the fact that you had that sort of almost student-to-teacher relationship or perspective with Bruce now, because that's what your character, that's how your character relates to the Rothko character?
Very much so. I mean, we never really talked about it in rehearsal, but in my mind, always, there were times where I just would say, just look at him with the admiration that you would or you had or you do. And so that was very easy, especially those beginning scenes, those beginning moments with the character. This is the first time he's met Rothko in person. It's like, you know, just recreating what was that sense for me to actually come close to Bruce Nelson in person, you know. So it was kind of fun in that way to kind of play with that.
Eric Berryman stars with Bruce Nelson in the current production here at the Everyman Theater in downtown Baltimore. It's called Red. Donald Hicken is the director. They join me in an anteroom off of the theater here at the Everyman. So, Don, I was thinking, because you had Eric as a student at the School for the Arts, you've been there since 1979, good long run. Eric was one of, you know, thousands of students who've come through. When I was Eric's age, 24 years old, I was in Boston. I was a graduate student, but I was also the music director of a couple of choruses and orchestras. And I found myself in the very funny position of hiring some of the faculty who taught at Boston University. So when I was their student in their class, I was, you know, in that relation to them. And then when I was the music director, their agents are pitching me to hire them for gigs, and I'm doing it. You know? And it was funny, you know, it was funky and it was dynamic. How has it been working with a former student now as a professional colleague?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. You know, I've always felt that being a good teacher is really very much being a good student, you know, being available in that way and going into the studio and being creative, being around creative young people for the last, you know, however many years it is, has just been a great joy. And so I've had several opportunities to work with former students who have now become professionals. Working with Eric, I loved working with Eric when he was a student. I knew that working with him as a professional would be just as wonderful an experience because he's so extraordinarily gifted.
And Eric, how has it been for you? I mean, because it is a different prism in which to see a former teacher and a former guy, you know, whose class you sat in as a teenager. Now you're equals. You're both hired as professional theater artists.
The biggest difference is I get paid this time around, and I think that's a testament to the way he conducts himself and in a rehearsal room and school, in that he treats us very much like professionals and expects us to rise to the occasion. You know, I will say that at first, right before first rehearsal, I was really scared because I said, you know, what if the actor I've become in 4 or 6 years is different than the actor I was then, in the sense that, you know, will he think I'm still good? That was my first thought. Then I said, well, I think he's good. I said, maybe the way I remember it, and I was asking a couple of my friends, I said, we liked it. I was like, he was good, right? I was like, yeah. I was like, we loved it. I was like, he was amazing. You know, of course, you know. And I said, no, you know, it'll be cool. And that first day of rehearsal, I went, okay, I see where my expectations of directors now and my way of working and how I enjoy working the best, where that came from him. It was just like, you know, we had just finished working on the high school show the day before we started this rehearsal for this show. I mean, it felt that comfortable.
I think it's a great thing. I think that this is one of the dynamics of this particular production that people really appreciate and enjoy, the fact that you guys have this relationship that goes way back and that, you know, this is a Baltimore production. Bruce has been here for a long time. He's a product of Towson University and their theater program. And, you know, and Everyman is such a crucial part of the cultural fabric here in Baltimore. I wonder, Donald, do you know a lot about art? Did you know a lot about art in general and art history before you walked into this little challenge?
What I knew, really, I guess basically, I learned from my father-in-law. My wife Tana's father was a painter, an abstract expressionist, in fact. And he showed me, in much the same way that Rothko shows Ken in the first scene of this play, showed me how to address a canvas, how to stand in a gallery and look at a canvas, how long to stand there, what to look for, how much time to give the painting, the patience that's required, all of that. And he was very, very intelligent and well-read, and he could tell you stories about painters. You'd walk from canvas to canvas, and he would give me information. He taught me to appreciate it in ways that I think I carried into this process. But I didn't do a lot of specific, I mean, my background is not in visual art, but I did some specific research into Rothko, and I read, you know, biography excerpts, and I read, you know, as much information as I could just to give us a context. I said at the first meeting that I began my process by thinking that this was a play about Mark Rothko. It is on some levels, but it's much bigger than that. It's a much more important story than that. So I kind of put that aside and focused more on the energy of this relationship between these two creative people.
Yeah. And Eric Berryman, one of the things that I like about my gig here on Maryland Morning is that as a musician, I talk to actors, I talk to film people, I talk to writers, and I learn a lot about music when I talk to other creative artists who are doing creative things. Having learned a bit about art, having learned a bit about Rothko, having learned, you know, this role, what have you learned about acting from knowing about Mark Rothko and doing this project?
I've gained the vocabulary to explain how I feel about my art. And in the way Mark Rothko felt about his paintings and how he wanted people to view them is exactly the way I've always wanted people to view anything that I'm a part of, any project. I just didn't know how to express it. And I really could care less if someone likes me, likes the character, but as long as they understand the story and they feel something. The thing that probably gets me the most depressed is if someone leaves a show going, "Oh, that was nice. That was fine." You know, I really am looking for someone to have a response, whether it be thought-provoking intellectually, viscerally, emotionally provoking them. I want them to feel something provocative. Yeah.
Well, Eric Berryman, thank you so much for your time, and have a great time for the rest of this run. It closes on Sunday. Really appreciate your talking to us.
Thank you.
And Don Hicken, congratulations. On Saturday night, Every Man Will Honor You at their gala, which is in conjunction with the Saturday night performance of Red. And appreciate your time as well, as always.
It's my pleasure, Tom. Thanks.
The Everyman Theater presents Red. It's here until Sunday afternoon. Come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We'll give you all of the details about tickets and about the gala, which is happening Saturday night in honor of Donald Hicken. Reporting from the Everyman Theater in downtown Baltimore for Maryland Morning, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore.
The program is produced by Stephanie Hughes, Matt Purdy, and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers, and we have production help from Ken Corbett and Michaela Burns.
You can learn more about what you've heard on our show or catch something you've missed at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.
On 88.1, you've been listening to Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been listening. See you next time.